The grass is short, not a tree or hill or house in sight. In the middle of Oklahoma's panhandle, there's nothing to block the wind from blowing. This is the richest source of wind energy in Oklahoma, but there are very few wind farms out here. Carl Beeman knows why. He still owns the Panhandle farm his family homesteaded around the turn of the century.
Very sparsely settled. No industry except for some of the oil and gas. So it's never had transmission.
Transmission-grade power lines are needed to get wind power out of Oklahoma's Panhandle, which has very little electrical infrastructure. That's a big reason only two of the state's 30 or so wind farms are in the Panhandle.
Transmission's a key thing.
Still, the wind energy potential in Oklahoma's Panhandle is so good, developers are betting big. Beeman is an oil man, now in his 80s, who worked at Exxon for 19 years. These days, he's brokering deals for large swaths of land that could host future wind farms. Beeman wants to attract wind developers, and he's hoping a new high-voltage direct current power line will help fill the transmission gap. He spoke to me at a recent public meeting in a red barn-like event center in Guymon, where interested and concerned landowners asked questions and looked at maps showing possible routes for the Plains and Eastern Clean Line, which is designed to carry 3,500 megawatts of wind power.
I'll pray it goes north, Joe, because I'm right here.
Michael Skelly is the founder and president of Clean Line Energy Partners, the Houston company that wants to build the transmission line.
We are putting together a power line which will go from right around Guymon, Oklahoma, 700 some miles to the east and deliver energy to the grid outside of Memphis.
Clean Line has public utility status in Oklahoma, but the project still needs approval from the federal government. The power line faces opposition in Oklahoma and along the route in Arkansas, particularly over the possibility that the company might use eminent domain to secure land. But proponents in Oklahoma are also worried about roadblocks at the state capitol, not for the power line, but for the wind industry that would feed it.
Mike Mazey, represent Senate District 25, and I'm the chairman of the Oklahoma Senate Finance Committee. Well, we certainly can't afford these giveaways of taxpayer money anymore.
State lawmakers have filed more than a dozen bills addressing Oklahoma's wind industry for the 2015 legislative session. Three of Mazey's bills would rein in tax credits used by the wind industry. In 2015, he says royalty owners got about $9 million from wind companies.
Taxpayers are putting out $60 million not getting a great return on their investment, actually a pretty terrible return.
Oklahoma, unfortunately, has been kind of a yo-yo, you know, really ever since wind energy tax credits came on.
Vicki Ayers-Portman is the director of the Panhandle Regional Economic Development Coalition. She's eager for Guymon to become a wind hub and attract new jobs and investment. But she worries that Oklahoma landowners would miss out on lucrative wind leases if incentives are trimmed too much.
The whole panhandle is only, 30 miles across.
Even if the transmission line, the wind power superhighway, does get approved and is built in Oklahoma, Ayers-Portman says the traffic, the electricity from the turbines, could start on either side of the border.
If Oklahoma does away with the tax credits, and Kansas and Texas still has a lucrative tax credit package or incentive package, and Oklahoma's going to miss the boat.
Mazey, the legislator, says that won't happen. He thinks Oklahoma's wind energy tax credits and incentives are too generous, but he says lawmakers will make sure they still beat Kansas and Texas. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.